Dear citizens, I am Padmini Arhant, representative, Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Welcome to yet another presentation on the topic Greece, plebiscite on Troika austerity. Greece forced into referendum on austerity by IMF, ECB and EU is greed-driven strategy. Greed is a terrible disease, and those affected by this illness could contain symptoms with self-restriction. When they are overwhelmed with greed, they succumb to fate. Greed consumes them. Greed is the cause for them to become international predators than creditors. Even Jesus Christ could not reason with moneylenders and compelled to use violence. Jesus Christ whipped them and condemned their unreasonable conduct. Troika could address this matter through proper engagement with the present government and accommodate reality into equation. Austerity has been devastating for nations, and the people in Greece are simply threatened to submit to Troika's extortion. Troika and forces galvanizing yes vote in the plebiscite do not necessarily win with fraudulent means to show victory. The yes vote to Troika would give legitimacy on debt slavery. The yes voters are in kamikaze operation, for they are not only doomed, their careless action would make the remaining citizens to share similar destiny. Troika's bailout requirements is a direct claim and control over Greece economy and human capital, that is, the citizens to bear debt burden lasting over generations when the survival of the present population is made nearly impossible with their austerity policy. Austerity on Greece is prosperity for Troika. Again, not everlasting, as anything founded on deceit and exploitation would expedite the source conclusion. Troika is clueless about austerity considering the life of opulence they maintain as entitlement at Greece and other nations' expense. In the Dark Age, human mind is able to relate to pain only through personal experience. That is why there is apathy to human suffering among those prioritizing personal well-being and pleasure. The financial institutions behind Greece's meltdown were handsomely rewarded for the reckless and unlawful indulgence as investment bankers trading hedge funds with toxic securities in the global market. These firms were treated with special attention using United States taxpayer funds in the bailout. Now United States, as the chief controller of IMF, together with EU and ECB, lack credibility in their demand on Greece and people of other recession-hit economies to oblige. The people are enduring the sins committed by financial brokers and major players in the windfall adopting unscrupulous practice. The compare and contrast between Germany and Greece do not reflect the facts and, as usual, missing in substance. Greece's contribution to the world with philosophers like Aristotle, Socrates, Thales and Epicurus, to name a few amongst several renowned in this field, astronomers Aristarchus and Eudoxus, physicists, namely Archimedes, mathematician Pythagoras and political scientists, are slighted in the biased comparisons presented as analysis by Troika-hired communication media. Germany's success as Eurozone member and leading state in EU is because of exceptional advantage to Germany over the rest in the 28 members bloc. Germany, the predominantly export-oriented nation specializing in heavy metals and high-end manufacturing goods related to automobile, aviation and other transportation industry, use euro in leveraging against Greece and counterparts from Eastern Europe in trade. German Deutschmark was not feasible in the export trade, especially with Europe in deep recession and vagaries in the global economy. On the other hand, euro facilitates Germany to neutralize volatility via distribution amongst members in EU. The debt-saddled states like Greece, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, under the acronym PIGS, and Eastern European countries are essentially providing for Germany in the balancing act, with investors raking profits in Greek bonds compared with low-yielding German security in the lending exchange amongst Troika. The bank's capitalization exclusively focused on lending for debt repayment to Troika ignores economic development in Greece and the acronym PIGS states. Greece returning to original currency drachma would enable export to developing nations and emerging economies, besides tourism generating revenue with global visitors from far and wide. Germany, described as a nation not paying high wages as Greece, is a misnomer. In fact, Germany social security payments and unemployment benefits are far greater in the industrialized world and adapted by Australia in the handout to those choosing to remain unemployed, leaving the immigrants to drive the economy. Australian dole checks, largely drawn by white majority in the country, is the influence of Germany policy. Germany industrial output is from East Germany more than the West, given the hard labor tradition under Soviet rule. Germany productivity also attributed to immigrants in Germany, despite reservations towards immigrants in Deutschland. Greece need to allocate budget to expand broadband access and invest in technology-based government services that would cut down government bureaucracy and shift the labor force in technology-oriented jobs for efficiency and transparency. Greece could also mobilize the nation towards renewable energy like solar and hydropower, minimizing energy dependency and costs in the public and private sector. Greece's anti-corruption measures, beginning with government from top to bottom, would build trust and seriousness in the treatment of the epidemic. Further on the economic front, Greece needs to use the natural resources such as marble, clay, nickel, coal, bauxite, ore, and chromite, notwithstanding lignite, petroleum, iron ore, zinc, lead, magnetite, salt, and hydropower potential to the maximum. Greece could promote local production and business in these areas with incentives to small, medium and large companies inviting subscribers to government projects and spearhead domestic campaign to bring offshore holdings to jumpstart economy. Agriculture land to grow crops and produces for the country and overseas markets would be another economic boost, alleviating poverty and unemployment. Tourism, showcasing the Greek islands and Parthenons and other attractions, would be lucrative with drachma as the currency rather than euro, to stifle competition from neighbors on euro currency that makes travel expensive for foreign tourists visiting Europe. These are preliminary steps to rebuild Greece's economy and improve financial situation. Greece should recognize that existence in tandem with EU and Troika financing would only deplete the treasury. The money borrowed from them on austerity basis proved destructive thus far. Calling for direct investments and job-oriented programs are the meaningful ways to revive economy. The resistance from Troika in this context exemplifies profiteering from citizens' economic misery that cannot be extended any longer. Lending for exacerbating economic woes via austerity is Troika doctrine. The scenario is imposed with no flexibility for reconciliation. Troika trend is unsustainable for them and the victims of austerity. The prevalent austerity to intensify citizens' plight best renounced, and instead the practical approach to resurrect economy is the viable solution to Greece's problem. Greece is at the crossroads, and citizens exercising discernment with no vote in the referendum paramount to save Greece from foreign seas of assets along with economic and political freedom. Nation prevails with people pledging allegiance to sovereignty. May wisdom and rationale provide guidance in the Greece referendum. Good luck to citizens and the government in Greece in the solidarity against austerity. I am Padmini Arhant, Representative Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. I will be back with my thoughts and analysis on issues, events worldwide. Peace to all. Thank you.